This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The voting process for the vice presidential election is underway at the new parliament building. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. Union ministers Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and Senior Congress MP Sonia Gandhi have also cast their votes. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is contesting against India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in the election. At present, the Lok Sabha has 542 members and the Rajya Sabha has 239 members, making a total electorate of 781. The majority mark required to win the election is 391. The voting will continue till 5 in the evening. Counting of votes will begin at 6 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has landed in Pathankot, Punjab, to take stock of the situation of the flood-ravaged state. He will first be visiting Dharamshala in Kangra of Himachal Pradesh before taking a review meeting of the top officials of Punjab. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the central government stands shoulder to shoulder with those affected in this tragic hour. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that during Operation Sindoor, all Indian satellites functioned round the clock and fully met the requirements. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan highlighted how ISRO is strengthening India's technological edge, boosting localization and technology transfer, and driving space entrepreneurship to position the country as a global space leader.
In the last talk, you would have heard General talking about this little bit. And Sindoor operation, our satellites, I cannot talk too much, but I want to tell all satellites who are working 24/7, perfectly it was working and enabling the requirement.
Speaking at the event, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi highlighted how India's armed forces have been driving growth through indigenous defence production, exports and innovation while enhancing security and national self-reliance.
Goalposts will keep changing because it is not only me, it is the adversary which is also enhancing its technology. As it is technology is enhancing, I need to completely make sure that my technological level is ready to beat its technologically impact.
Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, has arrived in Mumbai on an 8-day visit to India. This is his first overseas bilateral visit to India in his present term. Dr. Ram Gulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the current visit, Dr. Ram Gulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi. He will also visit Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. In Mumbai, he is scheduled to attend a business event. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said this visit is set to further strengthen the India-Mauritius Enhanced Strategic Partnership. The Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas and live rounds to disperse crowds. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised all Indian nationals residing in Nepal to exercise caution and adhere to the guidelines issued by the Nepali authorities amid protests in the country. In a statement, the ministry informed that New Delhi is closely monitoring the developments in Nepal and expressed sadness over the loss of lives. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 255 points to 81,042 and Nifty advanced 79 points to 24,852 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.